It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
And let's head off to the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig, where I'm joined by Annalise Dressel. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
You sick of the rain?
Absolutely sick of it. And everybody's sick of it. Everyone's coming into the shop miserable. Sick of it. I can't ever remember it being this bad.
I know. The only thing is, they say from next Monday, Met Éireann reckoned, change in the weather and it's going to last for 3 weeks.
Okay, good. Well, I just take dry at this stage. Dry and cold or dry and anything.
Yeah,
just dry.
Absolutely. Loads and loads of questions. Let's get straight in. This one came in bright and early this morning. A listener who was on HRT patches also takes multi-advanced Megamax perimenopause supplements. Sleeps 7+ hours a night. But she said, my body feels tired. I feel so tired and I've no energy. I do have a stressful job, but I've no other symptoms. Could you advise anything else that this listener can do?
So the quick fix really, I suppose, is to take a bit of something like ginseng and the B vitamins, just to give yourself a bit of an energy boost. There's many different reasons why your energy can be low, and menopause is a very, very common one. And it may be that you need to increase your dose of HRT. Certainly, if you had low energy before you went HRT and at the beginning it really helped, then that could be a good option, way to go. You can also get exhausted from stress burnout, because the hormones that we produce when we are stressed can become dysregulated, and they can be sort of high when they should be low, and they can be low when they should be high. So generally, the stress hormone cortisol should be high in the morning, so we should feel wide awake, we should feel ready to go, and then they should be low at night so that we can get off to sleep very easily. But in people who are used to pumping out the stress hormone all day, it can get mixed up. So it can be low in the morning, they feel exhausted, and it could be high at night. So people would often say, I'd get a second wind, or I find it hard to go off to sleep because my brain won't stop. So that would be kind of stress. And for stress, you use things like ashwagandha. Licorice is very good to support the adrenals as well. Vitamin C, very important. Other herbs like rhodiola, very good. And then things to help you get through the day like L-theanine. So that would be another reason. Third reason could be if your bloods haven't been checked for a while, get them to check for vitamin B12 and iron and folate, because as we get older, it gets more difficult to absorb these, and they would be a very common reason for tiredness. So it's about approaching it from the right direction, really, Patricia. But for an instant fix, ginseng will always give you a bit of an energy boost in the moment. I don't know if it's a good idea to take it long term, because it probably is like taking caffeine long term to get yourself through a busy day. It'll work, but it'll have its side effects in the long term.
Okay, Liz wants to know, is it okay to take Nutri Advance Berberine? Are there side effects to it? Liz is on a blood pressure tablet and she has fatty liver.
Yeah, now there's side effects to everything, Patricia, even natural stuff. They tend to be minimal and they tend to be an awful lot milder. But berberine is a herb, and herbs do affect the liver, so it would be important that when you're going for your regular checkup, that you would get your liver enzymes checked. Now, what you'd hope to see, because berberine is often taken for fatty liver, because its ability to kind of help improve blood sugar and insulin management, so it's very, very good for that. They say it's almost like nature's Ozempic. So it can be really good for weight loss, very good for fatty liver. It's actually a lovely herb as well to kind of cleanse the gut, because it's got a kind of an antifungal, antibacterial activity in the gut. So like everything natural, it does a few jobs, but there could potentially be side effects. So I always think it's good to take a break from things every now and then. And then when you're getting your bloods checked with your doctor, just make sure that your liver enzymes are on the way down like they should be and not on the way up.
Okay, go back to the advice that you gave for the listener who is struggling with the tiredness with the menopause. And you've dealt with the tiredness, but there's another listener in, Louise, similar as well, is on HRT, but she's struggling at the moment, not just with the terrible tiredness, but with very low mood. Now, she did have a hysterectomy, but she was left with one ovary, but that obviously plunged her into menopause. Can you suggest anything for the low mood?
Yeah, I can definitely. And Patricia, you know what? We still, like, as more and more women move into medicine and medical research, we'll find out these things. But honestly, estrogen as a kind of a, you know, we all know about serotonin, but nobody ever talks about estrogen and its beneficial effect on the brain and how it makes us feel happy and focused and motivated and gives us our mojo. So it would be very common during menopause to feel low mood, to feel anxious. That is one of the most common symptoms that I would see with people coming in with menopause symptoms. So there are a couple of things you could do. Now, it could be if you're on HRT, increase your dose. You could try some natural HRT. They can both be used together. The plant-based estrogens are lovely because they are very, very safe. And you'll get any number of products that have those in there. Anytime I hear anything to do with the brain, I always think fish oils. So take a fish oil supplement that's high in DHA, because that really is just going to be helping support the structure of your brain and helping it communicate effectively so that your neurotransmitters are able to send the right signals. And then directly for low mood, things that can work very, very well, especially if it's hormone-related low mood, Patricia, and this will work for people who get PMT, who get kind of depressed and anxious before their period. A higher dose of vitamin B6 can work very well, and it comes actually together. Viridian do a lovely product where it comes with saffron. And saffron has actually performed in clinical trials equally as effectively as the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, so the normal antidepressants the doctors would prescribe. The saffron has performed equally as well, with less side effects and no withdrawal when you try and come off it again. So that would be a fantastic one to try. It's a Viridian product. Magnesium, I think there's magnesium, vitamin B6 and saffron is in it. And then if there's a lot of stress in the life, I know that Salgar do one called Ultimate Calm that has ashwagandha for the stress, and it also has saffron in it as well for the low mood.
Hi, Annalise. How can I prevent earwax? I've tried Extherol, which I buy over the counter, but I still end up having to go to the nurse regularly to have my ears syringed. Any tips would be gratefully appreciated to stop a buildup of earwax.
Yeah, I think you just produce more than, you know, some people
do
more than others. And I notice now I've gone back into the pool swimming and I'm producing a lot more than normal. So it's obviously having some kind of protective effect for me. So that is just, I don't think there's anything you can take to stop you preventing it, but you could, manage it yourself. So there are natural ear drops that you can get that will help soften the wax and make it easier for you to get it out. Now, they do say that you shouldn't put anything bigger than an elbow into your ear, but I know a lot of people would use earbuds. And if you're very, very gentle, you know, you can remove the wax so long as you make sure you don't push it back up in. But if it's a really bad problem, the best thing absolutely are the ear candles. They are fantastic. They can get even kind of deep-seated wax out. So you could use those on a preventative basis, you know, every maybe once a month. Do an ear candle in each ear and remove most of the wax yourself. And they're cheap and it'll save you a doctor's visit.
And they do work. Could you ask Annalise, please, is it okay to stay on ashwagandha plus long term? I'm not on any prescribed medication, just the over-the-counter vitamins.
I suppose, yes, Patricia, there shouldn't be any long-term side effects, but I'm not sure really. I think it's always good to take a break from these things. Like, I mean, it's like medicine. This is natural medicine. So unless there is something completely missing, like, you know, if your gallbladder is missing, you're going to have to take a digestive enzyme for the rest of your life. But if the problem is not being sorted with the herbal remedy, then maybe you're not using the right herbal remedy, would be my answer to that. Now, a lot of people use ashwagandha for performance in the gym or if they've got very, very stressful lifestyles. But I think you need to look at other things as well, like making sure your diet is supporting you for stress and then also your lifestyle is supporting you for stress. Now, there's no point saying give up a stressful job. That doesn't happen. But, you know, maybe you need to start doing some meditation or yoga or do something that helps to bring the stress hormones down naturally alongside the ashwagandha. And I always would give stuff a break every 3 months, just for a month. And actually, if you really miss it, your body will tell you and then you can start it up again.
Okay, on your question for Annalise, can I take red rice yeast with a statin and is it hard on your liver?
Yes and yes. Okay. So you can take red rice yeast with a statin. It does exactly the same thing as a statin drug. So they both work on this pathway in the liver that produces cholesterol from saturated fats that you get from your diet. So the statin and the monocholine K and the red rice yeast, they block that pathway, so you're not making cholesterol in the liver. Therefore, it is very important, just like if you were taking a statin, that you get your liver enzymes checked every time you go and get your bloods checked once a year or whatever it is, to make sure that it's not affecting other areas of your liver. It's like with the drug, it's a precaution. It's unlikely, but it's a precaution. So they can both work together. So a lot of people don't want to up the dose of the statin because they get the negative side effects like sore muscles and tiredness. So you can certainly add a red rice yeast, but make sure you go back and get your cholesterol checked maybe 3 to 6 months later to make sure that it's having the required effect, that you're getting it down enough. Because some people just will need the statin drug, Patricia, and there'll be no way around it.
Okay, question for Annalise. I have several kidney stones. Is there anything I can take to shift them? Also, I wake up several times at night because my legs are burning, but yet they're cool to the touch. I'd appreciate any advice. I'm currently on an aspirin, a blood pressure tablet and a statin tablet.
Okay, so the first thing is the kidney stones. Now, there is a herb called Chansa Pedra, or Quebra Pedra is the other name for it. It's a South American herb, and it's traditionally known as a stone breaker. So it can help soften the stones in the kidneys and help you pass them naturally. There's also another substance closer to home that you can use to soften kidney stones, and that's called malic acid. It comes from apples. Now, you could choose to drink a litre of apple juice a day, which is a lot and not good for your blood sugar, or you could just buy the malic acid as a supplement. And I know I have customers who are very prone to kidney stones who've been taking one capsule of the malic acid every day for years and they haven't had kidney stone problems since. So it's definitely preventing the hardening of the stones in the kidneys. And then once they're not hard, they're far easier to pass. You know, we all have kidney stones. We probably all pass them. It's only when they get really hard and they get big that they can get stuck. And it is excruciating, the pain, for people who have kidney stones being passed. So that's the herb. The second question then was the burning legs. This is a little bit more difficult now because there's lots of different reasons. The first thing I suppose to ask would be, is there varicose veins? And if there is, then the natural treatment for that is to use the herb of the horse chestnut tree. So Dr. Delish Clare does a great cream called Venatone. And you can actually take the horse chestnut internally as well if the veins are very bad. But an awful lot of my customers get relief just from using the cream alone. And that would be a very common cause of burning legs. Some people find that magnesium helps. So you could try taking a magnesium supplement at night, or you could rub magnesium oil into the legs at night and see, did that help? Sometimes it's a part of menopause, so I don't know if this person is male or female, but it can be a very common side effect of menopause, in which case you're looking at HRT or natural plant-based HRT supplements. And they'd probably be the main reasons, Patricia. Sometimes maybe it could even be a low vitamin D levels as well, because I think that does affect bones and gives you that heavy leg kind of feeling.
Okay, here's a mum on behalf of her daughter. Her daughter is 28. Two things going on. One, she very much feels the cold, but secondly, she suffers from constipation. She can go a week without a bowel movement. She does eat a lot of fruit and veg and eats a well-balanced diet. Also, she feels the cold even when the heating is on. So there's two separate issues. I suppose the constipation one, would you be worried about somebody who has a bowel movement only once a week?
Absolutely, 100%, Patricia, because if you think about the amount of chemicals that are on our foods now and all the ultra-processed foods and the stuff that they add in, and that's sitting in your gut for a whole week at a time. So the colon cancer is hugely on the increase amongst young people, especially even the under 50s. And they think it's down to ultra-processed foods because not only have they got lots of added chemicals, but they do lead to constipation. So I would be worried, but it could be possible that the two of those things go together. A low thyroid function, so if your thyroid wasn't producing enough thyroid hormone, you would feel cold all the time, you would feel tired, and you would, your bowels would be sluggish. So that simply could be that. It's worth getting a blood test for that. Other symptoms of thyroid might be thinning hair, low energy, as I've said, and inability to lose weight or putting weight on very easily. So that's worth getting checked out. If people have plenty of fibre in their diet, if they haven't recently taken antibiotics that have damaged the good bacteria, and if they're drinking plenty of water and moving, then the reason that they're constipated is more than likely food intolerance or not digesting their food properly. So you could start off by taking a probiotic and a digestive enzyme to see, does that start moving things along. There are also natural laxatives that you can take. There's a good one called Allopura Colon Cleanse, I think it's called, and that can help. But if none of those work, really, you do need to kind of identify the foods. And the majority of people, Patricia, who have IBS, it's not actually diarrhea they have. Most of the customers I would see, if they have IBS, it's constipation. So I do think food intolerance is a massive factor. So you'd need to rule that one out.
Okay, listen, we leave it there. Thank you for that,
thanks,
Annalise.
Patricia.
And we'll chat to you again next Monday. That's Annalise Drissell of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig. And our apologies, we didn't get to all of the questions today. Way too many coming in. But any of the information that Annalise has passed our way today, she'll put up on her website this afternoon. That is healthhubstore.com. And John Paul will put it up as a separate podcast later on.